Blog Talk Radio.
Considering body contouring? Then check out my book, Secrets to a Beautiful You by Sexy Angel. It is about empowering, encouraging, and educating women on the importance of pre- and post-op recovery care when seeking body contouring. My book is the very first all-inclusive A to Z Study Guide, which features a nutritional guide before and after your enhancement, recommended vendors for lymphatic massage therapy, how to properly waist train, vitamins, and garment guide. Please visit my website at secretstoabeautifulyou.com to order my book on ebook, Amazon, or AuthorHouse.com. Thank you.
If you are a professional who feels stuck under a glass ceiling and your gifts are going to waste, then I have a special gift for you. I'm Amanda Eloesh, San Francisco's leading spiritual success mentor, and I find that many professionals who come to me feel like they've tried everything they can think of to get ahead and still hunger for more meaning and fulfillment. I can help you to reach more clients and make more money through deep spiritual awakening and medicine ceremonies. For a complimentary 60-minute exploration of how I can help you, visit eloesh.com, that's eloesh.com, and grab your Breakthrough to Success mentoring kit. It's my gift to you so you can stop struggling and start living your purpose now.
Most of us experience 200 chemicals before we get to the breakfast table. Want to kick chemicals to the curb? Start with the largest organ of your body, your skin. From the banks of the Rogue River in Michigan, Flow Soap Studio has created a chemical-free soap that your body will love. Our soap is made with botanical oils, natural colors, and scented with pure essential oils. It's vegan and never tested on animals. That means no tallow from large factory slaughterhouses, no GMO oils, detergents, perfumes, or harsh sulfates. Not a single ingredient is created in a laboratory, so it's safe for the environment and amazing for your skin. Find us on Facebook at Flow Soap Studio or visit flowsoapstudio.com today and get free shipping. That's Flow, F-L-O-W, soapstudio.com.
Now, I want to remind everyone that I will be speaking at New York Live tomorrow, that's Saturday, from 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock. I'll be giving two talks. Talk number one will be on influential networking, and talk number two will be on making money as a speaker, which I'm really excited about because it sort of ties into both of my books. So be sure to email me at awil267487@aol.com, and I will send you the link. You can come as my guest. Just email me, and I will send that to you. But you got to do it today because the talk is tomorrow. Now, in case you missed that talk, I will also be giving a talk with some of my buddies, Jill Lublin, Katarina Rando, and Ariel Asher on November 27th. That's going to be at Tech Code in the Mountain View area in the heart of Silicon Valley, 1172 Castro. I will also be giving another talk on December 4th, and that will be also at Tech Code. Begins at 10 a.m., so once again, email me for information and tickets. I will send you the link. You can register for that, and we can go from there. Finally, on November 30th, I will be in Vegas giving a talk on influential networking and selling, which is really, I think, important because, you know, I stopped doing networking events a few years ago because I just wasn't getting any sort of business out of it. I mean, I was meeting a lot of nice people. They were coming on the show. But other than that, I wasn't getting anything out of it. It wasn't translating into revenue. And so what I always tell people is that I'm only interested in long-term reciprocal relationships. So personally, what I teach in terms of influential networking is, you know, you can't sell anyone anything unless you know exactly what it is that they need. And the only way you know that is by asking my two questions. What do you need and how can I help? If you begin with every conversation with those two questions, you cannot go wrong. That being said, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and I see that one of our guests is calling in, so we'll be talking with him shortly.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. I work with technical leaders and teens in STEM professions to increase their productivity, collaboration, and innovation, and decrease dysfunction, miscommunication, and bad fit when it comes to hiring. Basically, if there's a people problem, I can help you solve it. Whether you're a startup or an established business, Downs Leadership can provide you with one-on-one leader coaching, executive coaching, and team building and development. Do any of these scenarios sound familiar? Your business is growing so fast you don't have time to get to know your people. You spend so much time dealing with conflict that you feel like a parent refereeing the kids. You have managers who haven't had good support in knowing how to manage effectively. Your team doesn't know each other well and how to best work together. You keep hiring the wrong people and need some help figuring it out. If you said yes to any of these situations, give me a call at 425-216-3015 or visit DownsLeadership.com today to learn more and schedule a free leadership strategy session with me. That's Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. Data-driven, STEM-focused, results-realized.
Okay, and I see someone is on the line. This is Tony. Who am I speaking with?
This is Daniel Burris.
Daniel, thank you so much for calling in. I wasn't entirely sure. I can only see your number, so I appreciate you calling in. Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Burris is our first guest. He is a best-selling author, leading futurist, keynote speaker, whose new book tells how to be an anticipatory organization, turning disruption and change into opportunity. Daniel, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be with you.
Okay, so I've got a number of questions. Number one, what is a leading futurist?
Well, I started Burris Research way back in 1983, and I spent a year before that after selling five other companies that I had started doing research on all innovations in technology and globally in all areas. And I came up with what I called the taxonomy of high technology. These were the 20 core technologies that would shape the future. And that included, by the way, artificial intelligence and the internet and so on. This is back in 1983. And I came up with a time frame. I called it the digital accelerators, using Moore's law so that you could see when they would happen. And I started writing books. As you said, my new book is my seventh book, and they've been New York Times, Wall Street Journal bestsellers. I've given about close to 3,000 speeches around the world about it over the decades. And I think, and I've written literally thousands of articles on it. And I think to be a professional futurist, you've got to be right or you're not going to be one for long. And I've had a good track record of being right because of my ability to separate what I call the hard trends that will happen from the soft trends that might happen. And that's one of the core areas in learning how to be anticipatory.
Okay, so if I understand this, because I'm not a tech guy, but I'd like to think that I'm fairly intelligent. Even when I see anticipatory organization, what I'm thinking, and please correct me if I'm wrong, what I'm thinking that you mean is you are anticipating trends to help build your business. You are seeing what lies ahead so that you can steer your company in a way so that it is ahead of the trend. Is that a pretty fair assessment for the layman?
Yeah, that's kind of a way to look at it. And that's a good shot at it. To do a little more specific, right now we tend to be reactionary, and agile companies are really, if you look at what does agility mean, it means reacting quickly after a problem occurs, after a disruption takes place. And what I'm doing is teaching what I call the missing competency based on a proven methodology that is transforming how companies plan and innovate. And that is how to anticipate disruptions before they disrupt so that you have the choice to be the disruptor, anticipating problems before you have them so you can pre-solve them instead of just having them in the first place, and how to anticipate the game changers. And it really changes how you plan because it gets you the ability to jump ahead with, and this is the important part, low risk. Because normally if you do any sort of jumping ahead, either in an innovative way or in a business strategy way, you now are incurring high risk. This methodology gives you a low risk way to jump ahead, which makes it a very breakthrough.
Okay, and so, you know, I'm thinking of who might fit that bill now. Who in the business sector might fit that bill? And so, I come up with Mark Zuckerberg and the CEO, the creators of Twitter, and you know, the tech giants. Is that a pretty fair or pretty accurate assessment? And who do you see as being more anticipatory?
Well, a way to think about it, and again, if you kind of just put it against being agile, and by the way, I'm not putting down being agile. There's a lot of the future you can't see. What I'm doing is helping you to say, hey, you know what, there's an amazing amount you can. So let me just put it this way. Did the guys who started the multi-billion dollar company Uber or the multi-billion dollar Airbnb, did they use agility to come up with those concepts? And the answer is, well, no. That all the people that were disrupted by them needed it, though. And so really, Amazon is an anticipatory company. It's not an agile company. All the ones that are disrupted by Amazon have to learn how to be agile. And what I'm getting at is whether you're an Apple or an Amazon or a Zuckerberg or someone like that who is being anticipatory, I would rather be the disruptor versus being the disrupted. And there is a way to do that. And by the way, you don't have to be a big company to do this at all. You can be a small company. You can be one person and do this. Matter of fact, when I was writing my last book, Flash Foresight, which I'm happy to say was the New York Times Wall Street Journal bestseller, I actually started a company when I was writing it during the recession. And my rule was I can't use any money and I can't hire any employees. All I can use is the principles in the book, which are basically these hard trend, soft trend principles. And it took 7 months to be able to create the ability to make $1.7 million a month in recurring revenue with no investment, no money, and no employees. So my point is, hey, one person can do it. And by the way, I was also gave over 50 speeches during that time. I was writing a book at that time and consulting at that time. So it's not like I had a lot of spare time. So you think only a Zuckerberg can do it? Oh, no, no. And the reason I'm excited to be on the show with you is because I'm not the only guy either. I can teach you to do it. And this book, that's Anticipatory Organization, is actually based on my Anticipatory Organization Leadership Learning System that is a has already won a Product of the Year award. It's being used at the Pentagon. It's being used by a lot of companies to that in a successful way. So rather than write a book and then see how good it is, it's all based on principles that are already doing amazing things.
And I should mention that, you know, Zuckerberg wasn't always Zuckerberg. I mean, he always had the last name. But, you know, he wasn't always, you know, quotation marks as we know him now. He actually had to start from zero and go to where he is now. So I agree with you. I think that anyone can do it. But I want to ask you a question because this, you mentioned, you used a word or a term that I hear a lot in the tech sector. And being sort of on the periphery of that sector, it's always kind of curious. I've never been able to ask this question. You said, or you
Yeah, well, thank you for asking. I think that is important to really get a handle on that. So whether it's about your career or, for example, I think it was Goldman Sachs about 6 months ago laid off 300 stockbrokers and replaced them with AI. You know, that's disruption. In this case, the 300 people with those careers those stock traders were disrupted. And another level of disruption would be when BlackBerry was the king of what we would have called smartphones that were able to give us email access. And all of a sudden, we came up with we had the iPhone enter in, which completely disrupted BlackBerry and their business. So if you think about it, a disruption is something that changes the status quo. It changes the game. It redefines reality and gives you all new capabilities that are vastly superior to the ones you had before. And when that happens, you get disrupted. So I think the key is I would like people to become positive disruptors, because disruption is viewed as negative only because usually it hits you. It came out of the blue and now you got to react to it. And I'm saying, well, actually, none of those things came out of the blue. You could have seen it ahead of time. There's a way to do it.
I guess in a way, I've become a bit of a disruptor in the speaking community because, when I started speaking professionally, public speaking was done only one way. You had to. There were certain do's and don'ts. And I think because the speaking community has really changed, and I'm talking about those of us who don't necessarily do a lot of keynote speaking, but teach workshops and are consultants, I think because the industry has changed so much, you sort of have to think in terms of what's the best way for me to get my message out and generate revenue. And so I've come up with a number of different ways that goes against the grain of what the public speaking community says is normal. And it's been very, very successful for me. It pisses some people off, but that's okay, you know. So I really love that. I also want to say, because you're a best-selling author, and I think the literary community has changed considerably in the last decade, because initially you had to get an agent, and the agent would help you get a publisher, you might get an advance, and that sort of thing. Now everyone is self-publishing, which is in itself is kind of a disruption, I would think, wouldn't it?
Well, think of it this way. First of all, there are still agents in play, and they are definitely selling books to the big publishers. So that hasn't gone away at all. That's still alive and well. So if you're trying to get published by a HarperCollins or something, you're going to need an agent. And frankly, Harper was my publisher on all my books up until this one, and I needed an agent to be able to do that. But since I'd already been a bestseller on every list and had done quite well, I was able to get this last book published without the agent going a more non-traditional route, because I had already done that. And I think, but I think if you don't have, if you can't get published by the big ones, the biggest ones, like a Harper, then self-publishing or going another route is a way to at least get a book out there. And I think right now a lot of people are publishing books, and not because it's easy to do. And frankly, if you're not going with a big publisher, you don't need an agent. So I think it's empowering for people. And in the bottom line, though, is this: whether you're writing a book or, for that matter, giving a speech, the key is if you have really great material and you're delivering it in a really great way, you're going to end up doing really well.
Yeah. And I want to not necessarily correct you, but I just want to add an addendum to what you said. Self-publishing, because there are a lot of people who tune in and they say, oh, I want to self-publish because it's easier. It's not necessarily easier, because even though you can cut through all the crap and do it yourself, you still have to market it and promote it. If nobody knows that you're out there, nobody's going to buy your book. So it's not necessarily that self-publishing is easier. It's just that it's a different route.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you, because the self-publishing part is creating the book and getting that book into book form. But you're talking about once you got it in a book, you got to sell it. Well, that's going beyond the self-publishing. Now you're talking into how do you market it. And absolutely right. As a matter of fact, let me add to that, having had the biggest publisher in the world publish me in my couple of books before this, I'll let you know that no matter how big an advance they give you, there's an old saying, if it is to be, it's up to me. In other words, you're still going to have to do a lot of work to make that thing happen. And you're right. So once you got the book in your hand, actually, the work is really just beginning.
Absolutely. And something else just sort of came to mind. I mean, when I launched this internet radio show 6 years ago, number one, it was called podcasting, which I hate that term. Because we are a live show, we don't pre-record and then, you know, and then air it. It's all live. But nobody was doing it. Nobody was really monetizing this. Nobody really knew how to monetize it at the time. And now, nearly everyone I know is either they've got their own internet show or they want to get their own internet show because they see the potential the money that could be made there. We've got advertisers and partners and that sort of thing. But that didn't happen overnight either. So it sort of goes back to what I said earlier. You know, you can create it, but just because you create it doesn't necessarily mean people are going to be able to find it. So there's a lot of work into doing
that. Absolutely true.
Everyone,
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say on LinkedIn, for example, I've got over 1 million followers. Well, that didn't start just with 1 million. You got to start with one. And I've got a couple of million monthly blog readers. Well, that didn't start with a couple of million. That started with one. So as you're saying, anything good, you got to make it happen. But something else you said that's real important, and I want to add to that, and that is doing something that's unique, coming up with a new twist, a new angle, a new way to do it. For example, the Anticipatory Organization Learning System, as again, what I said with that, which I launched a couple of years ago, and that's what the book is based on. What I did is I looked at all the best in class, all the best online video learning systems that existed so that I knew what not to do. Instead, I did what none of them were doing. I looked at the hard trends shaping the future. These are based on future facts. That's part of what the book talks about. In other words, if I don't do it, someone else will. And I did that instead. And within 6 months, we got a Product of the Year award. And we were, like I said, we are doing a leadership training for the Pentagon and everything else. So it went very good. So instead of copying what other people are doing, I think you've got to not imitate, but you need to innovate.
Absolutely. I love it. Tell everyone where they can get a copy of your book. Feel free to make an offer if you like. And if you have any really quick tips, because we are running out of time, any really quick tips that you want to offer to the audience, feel free to do that.
Well, I'm going to offer a tip that I want you to do, but let me tell you, first of all, I'm going to do something special for your show. I believe in this book, and it's already been number one in hot new books on Amazon. I believe in it so much, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give every listener a free hardcover copy of the book. You don't have to pay anything. I'm going to give it to you. All you got to do is pay a couple of bucks for shipping, and I'm not making money on the shipping, and it'll be FedEx to you within 3 or 4 days. If you go to theaobook.com, I'm going to give you a hardcover copy. And I'm going to tell you the reason I'm doing that, because obviously I am losing money for every person that does that. But in reality, I'm not. And here's why. I know the book is good enough that you're not only going to love the book, you're going to tell some friends about it. They're going to end up buying it, and it'll be a multiplier effect. I'll end up doing fine. So if you go to theaobook.com, I'm going to give you a hardcover copy. So that's number one. Number two, if you want more about my blogs and material that I write about on how to be anticipatory, which we didn't really cover that much, and that's, again, why I want to give you the book, you can go to Burrus, BURRUS.com. And lastly, let me give you something I'd like every listener to do to help you. And that is, I'd like you to spend 1 hour a week, because 1 hour a week is doable. And in that hour, I want you to unplug from the present and plug in to where you're going to spend the rest of your life, the future. Ask yourself, instead of, here are all the things I'm uncertain about, when you learn how to use hard trends, you'll find a list of things you are absolutely certain about, and you'll see opportunities that have been invisible to you. And once you have that list of opportunities and certainties, pick one and make it happen, and you will see yourself shaping the future in an amazingly anticipatory way. Now you'll be seeing what the Zuckerbergs and the Amazons and the Apples have been doing all this time, and you can do it too.
I love it. Do me a favor, if you don't mind, because your publicist did not send me the link to put on our website. Will you connect with me on Facebook, Tony Wilkins, W-I-L-K-I-N-S? Send me the link, and so what I'll do is I'll promote that on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, so that we have that, and I'll put that on our website as well. Can you do that for me, please?
So I just put it on Facebook for you. Yeah, I'll do that, and it's just for people. Go ahead.
You can put it on my Facebook page, or you can instant message me, and I'll do it. So I'm happy to do it. So I just need
got
a
it.
Link.
Then. Got it.
Okay. Listen,
and it's again, it's just
Daniel,
the book is called the AO, Anticipatory Organization, so it's easy. It's just daobook.com, and I will send it to you. You got it.
All right, I appreciate that, Daniel. Will you come back and talk to us again in the future? I have so many more questions, but unfortunately, we have run out of time. Will you come back on and talk to us in the future?
I would love to be back with you. Yeah, absolutely. So let's do this again. I would be happy to do that.
All right, sounds good. Daniel Burrus, whose new book is, it sounds fascinating, Anticipatory Organization, Turning Disruption and Change into Opportunity. Make sure you get it, daobook.com. He's going to send me the link. I'm going to put it on my Facebook page and Twitter and LinkedIn and all that type of good stuff so that you guys can get that, and giving it to you for free. Just pay the shipping and the handling, and it should be a good deal. Daniel, I want to thank you so much. Congratulations on another book, another best-selling book, and have a wonderful holiday, okay?
You too. Thank you very much. Take care now.
Sounds good. We will be right back.
Hello. This is Meenakshi Ramesh from www.tapyourwaytohealing.com. I'm a certified EFT practitioner. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, also called as tapping. Ask yourself these questions. Are you struggling with any physical or emotional discomfort? Are you tired of being overwhelmed and stressed? Have you been procrastinating on your projects? Have you been feeling guilty for all your mistakes? Are you suffering from insomnia? Do you want to improve your self-confidence? Are you struggling to lose weight? If you have answered yes to any of these questions, send me an email at tapyourwaytohealing@gmail.com for a free complimentary session. I hope to see you there. Thank you.
Okay, and we are back, and our next guest is a radio host and owner of Symphony Marketing Group. Meg Adler recently had me on her show. It was a lot of fun, and I'm really excited to be talking to her again. Meg, are you there? Welcome to the show.
I am, and I'm excited to talk to you and to your listeners. It's a fun thing to do. What I do is I invite people to come on my blog program and to listen to their favorite friend that they'd like to listen to as as the best people that know about business. And what I've done is invited people who are successful in business to come on to mindingyourshop.com and ask them to come and join me and tell us about you. And you came over and did that a couple of weeks ago, and that was a lot of fun. It was.
And thank you so much. And you got a little ahead of me because I wanted to sort of set this up a little bit. Give me the case. How long have you been in business? What services do you offer? And then since you already talked about a little bit about the radio show, tell our listeners about the radio show and what was the impetus for launching that.
I'll start with the answer to the last question. I do things backwards because I think it's important to do everything backwards. And you're supposed to laugh.
Okay.
So my thought process was I had a lot of customers, some of whom were being incredibly successful. Others were not so much. And I wanted to figure out a way to get the people who were being so successful to help and talk to my other friends who weren't so successful. And it felt that it was a good way of having people connect. That was the impetus for me opening up Minding Your Shop.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to let you go.
So you've been in business for how long?
For 6 years.
6 years. So,
and I started Symphony Marketing as a way to help people have marketing products to help their businesses grow. And I have some customers who have done incredibly well. One man started his business with, I don't know, maybe 10 trucks. And today he has 100 trucks. And what I did was help him put his logo on his trucks and help that be a very well-known brand in Southern California.
Okay.
And I know that.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about branding because there are many that don't understand what branding is and how it can benefit them, because that's essentially what you're talking about. People now recognize this guy. He had 10 trucks. He now has 100 trucks, and mostly because people recognize the brand that you helped him develop. Can you tell people what branding is and how it can benefit their business?
I do a couple of hour workshop about branding. But let me explain that what I explain to people is they need to be able to tell people who they are, what's important to them, and how they got there. So what I teach them is to learn how to say, this is who I am, this is where I am, this is how to make the products and make your product the best it can be. And if you like me, that's good. And if you want to buy from me, that's wonderful. But my brand doesn't ask you or demand that you do anything except appreciate me.
Okay, and so what are some common mistakes that business owners make when creating a brand for their business?
very often they say, who, me? I don't need a brand. What they think of when I start talking about branding is they think of Tony the Tiger. Do you remember Tony the Tiger? Tony the Tiger was, pardon?
He's still around, you know.
Yeah, he is. And he would make a big roar, and that was his brand. He would make lots of noise. And he'd be on the television, and he'd, I mean, gosh, they would give kids energy. Well, today we don't want our kids to have sugary energy, but that's okay, because what we do want is people to know who we are. And everybody in any part of the world, and I won't say it that big, but in the United States, anyone who's seen a television commercial, most of them have seen a Tony the Tiger.
Okay, and so people say that they don't necessarily need to brand themselves or really get the word out, and I completely understand that. Tell me a little bit about the show, because when I was on your show, one of the things I really loved, asked me questions that I ordinarily am not asked, and I certainly appreciate that. Tell people when the show is, what they can learn from it, etc.
My show is a blog program, and what I do is I interview people generally on Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday morning, and generally work within their schedule, because I'm a blog, I have Zoom working with me, and I get videos of the person I'm speaking to and me asking questions. And it's a lot of fun, and it's a good experience for people. What happens is we go to the website of the person generally. If they don't have a website, we're going to talk about that. But we go to their website and we ask a lot of questions and sit down and write questions of what we see in front of us, who are these people, what are they doing, what's exciting about them, and how do they do what they do.
Okay, and so give me, before we let you go, because we are running out of time, give us some final tips on creating a brand that will work for you.
Good. I think that's a great question. What I teach people about is about 5 C's. I teach them about the word clear. Anything they write, anything they publish must have a clear message. It must be concise. It should not be a 3-line long sentence. It's too confusing. It just ends up being scribble scrabble. So I want people to write simple sentences. Sentences that your 7th grade English teacher would be proud of. I want them to write concise messages that are clear and concise and consistent. So in everything they do, whether it's their business card, their trifold, their event flyer, or their vertical banner, it has the same message. It's absolutely the same message. It should be compelling. It should draw people in. That's what I teach people about marketing and helping them get better in the world. So
okay.
That's what
Meg,
I do.
Meg, tell everyone where they can learn more about you, and also if you want to make an offer, feel free to do so.
Sure. I'm Meg Adler. My company is Meg Adler Professional Development. My website is mindingyourshop.com. And what I'm doing for people is offering some deep discounts in my upcoming event in Huntington Beach. And we're giving two discounts, one for being early and ready to sign up early, and two for being a Toastmaster. We've offered a 10% gift to the Toastmasters, and we're giving 20% off on early risers. Okay? And you'll find out about that on my website. And
all
it's
right,
Meg Adler. Cool. It's Meg Adler Professional Development.com.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank
Meg
you so
Adler,
much.
Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate that. Listen, have a wonderful Thanksgiving and a wonderful weekend.
Okay, you too. Take care.
And we will be right back.
Startup Founders, are you looking for resources, space, mentors, service providers? Visit us.techcode.com. Is your company growing and are you ready to access new markets? Overseas, China, Europe, North America? Visit us.techcode.com. Are you a mentor or service provider that are interested in access to startups in incubators or accelerators throughout the world? Visit us.techcode.com.
This is Connections of Nevada, where Las Vegas small business professionals meet for professional networking. Business Connections of Nevada, with over $10 million in revenues amongst its members in 3 years, it's no wonder why we're Las Vegas's premier networking group. Our progressive approach to membership includes, but doesn't depend just on referrals alone. We're more than that, much more. Our membership continues to grow because our peer-to-peer education and collaboration results in both professional and personal growth. Come grow with us at bcn-nv.com. We meet at the Beacon Center. The Beacon Center, practical and affordable meeting space for any professional event. The Beacon Center, located near the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. The Beacon Center is convenient from anywhere in Las Vegas. Go to thebeaconcenter.com for details. This is Connections of Nevada, bcn-nv.com. The Beacon Center, thebeaconcenter.com.
And I will be at the Beacon Center on November the 30th at 11 a.m. giving my signature influential networking and selling talk at 11 o'clock. That's going to be in Vegas. I'm really excited about being there. For more information, be sure to email me directly at awil267487@aol.com, or you can email me directly through this website, and I'll be happy to send you a free ticket, and hopefully I'll see you there. Thanks to all of our guests for calling in. I really appreciate it. A special thanks to our advertisers and partners. I am going to be on hiatus until December 8th, when I will be back with one of our final shows. I think it actually is. Yep, it's our final show of the year. And it's been a year. It's been a long year. I am pretty much ready to say goodbye to 2017. It's been a long year. It's been exhausting. I don't know about you, but I could use a long vacation. And, you know, just because I'm not on the air doesn't mean I'm not working, because I've got, you know, other duties and that sort of thing. But, yeah, I could really use a rest. So until December the 8th, Be sure to tune in to all of our other shows. And we will see you in a few weeks. Until then, have a wonderful and safe holiday.